This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Leaders from some of the world's largest companies gathered in London this week to talk about making their workplaces more gay-friendly. Executives from firms like BP and UBS were in attendance. The event is called Out on the Street, and Marketplace's Shireen Marisol Meraji has our story.
Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, HSBC, we all know they're global financial heavyweights. But we rarely hear about them in the context of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender issues. Ashley Steele is the vice chair of KPMG, a company that provides global audit and tax services. She told the BBC that when she was starting out, there was more of what she called homophobic conversation in the halls.
Times have changed. You know, I don't really see any reason now why anyone should hide their sexuality.
Peter Murray helped organize an LGBT support network last year at the global business firm Arup.
The advice I was given when I joined this firm was just be careful about who you tell. And that was bad advice.
Murray says fewer than 1% of those working at FTSE 100 companies are openly gay.
I think we've got to be careful that we don't take the London experience and say things are all right now, because out in the regions, it may be a different story.
Even some Wall Street employees report difficulties coming out at work. Murray says when you're out, you're comfortable. You're a better employee and your company benefits. I'm Shireen Marisol Meraji for Marketplace.